This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu has approved an increase in the sanctioned strength of judges in the Supreme Court from 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Through the promulgation of the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Ordinance 2026. According to the gadget notification published by the Law and Justice Ministry, the ordinance amends the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956. With this amendment, the total strength of the apex court, including the Chief Justice of India, will rise to 38 judges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Gothenburg, Sweden this evening on the third leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visit to the Netherlands. During his two-day visit to Sweden, Mr. Modi will hold the bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson today and review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two sides are also expected to explore new avenues of cooperation in trade, green transition, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense space, climate action, and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also jointly address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 31st of May. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. The citizens can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 29th of this month. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. WHO Directorate General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the decision after more than 300 suspected cases and 88 deaths were reported. WHO, in a social media post, clarified the outbreak does not meet the criteria for a pandemic emergency like COVID-19 and advised against closing international borders. The Arunachal Pradesh Private Educational Institutions Regulatory Commission today organized a heartfelt farewell program at the Commission office today in honor of Dr. Joram Anya, former member of APPEIRC, following her appointment as full-term member of Niti Aayog, New Delhi. The farewell program was attended by Chairperson Siring Naksang, officers and staffs members of the Commission. Speaking on the occasion, the Chairperson appreciated the valuable contribution and dedicated service rendered by Dr. Joram Anya during her tenure in the Commission. He highlighted her commitment and efforts towards strengthening the functioning of the regulatory board and promoting quality education in the study in the state. Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast an orange alert for West Siang, Leparada and Lower Siang district. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and very heavy rainfall at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been forecast for 13 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested another key accused from Pune in connection with the NEET paper leak case. The accused, Professor Manisha Mandhare, is a botany teacher at a college in Pune. According to the CBI, National Testing Agency had appointed her as an expert in the examination process. Earlier on 14th May, another accused, Manisha Wagmare, was also arrested in Pune. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.